The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
With hurricane season still in effect and the winter weather around the corner, consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the cruise capital of the world in Miami, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
We are aboard Carnival Liberty, just got out of a two-week dry dock out of Freeport, Bahamas, now here in Miami, Florida, and about to embark on a seven-night cruise. It now has the Funship 2.0 initiative. So much to cover this show. We have the Red Frog Rum Bar, we have the EA Sports Bar, the Alchemy Bar, Guy's Burger Joint, love it, and of course, Thirsty Frog Red is on the ship as well. But before we get to that, Stuart Chiron is with us.
Hey, Doug, how's it going?
Good, man. What do you think of this Funship 2.0 initiative?
Actually, I think they really need to call it Funship 3.0. 2.0 is kind of like last generation. The new updates they've made to the Carnival ships, or they're making the Carnival ships, because Carnival Liberty is the first one to get it, is definitely should be 3.0. I mean, this is really next generation stuff. It really is a game changer when you look at the upgrades they made to the bars, the dining, and the entertainment. I mean, it's a lot of fun stuff that they did.
We just had burgers from Guy's Burger Joint. What was your thoughts of the burgers?
I've been waiting, a month for this, and I would go on a Carnival cruise just for the burger.
Really?
The burger was outrageous. The French fries were incredible. You know, that and the Blue Iguana and the Red Frog rum bar. I mean, they took a lot of areas around the ship and just really made it so much more useful. More passengers will really get an opportunity to take advantage of using more of the ship. And the best part of all these upgrades is it's free. Yeah. They're not going to turn you upside down, shake you for more money. It's all included, and that's very rare on these cruise ships today when they add these new innovations.
Well, they added those new bars down on the Lido deck, and you think it's going to affect crowding down there at all?
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of room for people to kind of meander because there's depth within the bar. So there's room for people to sit at tables, and people to be able to sit out on the deck chairs, enjoy the movies, on the movie screen. I think it's going to be a huge hit. And this in Carnival Liberty is the first of the new updates that they're making on their Carnival ships, and you could definitely see it's really going to make an impact.
And I think we need to emphasize all this food is free.
Yeah, and we have actually already seen that people are looking. They're looking to pull out their wallet or their room key to pay for the food, because on other cruise lines they have like a burger place to go, and you get charged cover charges. You go to seafood restaurants and they charge you the extra money. Here, I mean, you could get a they have the burrito bar, the fresh burritos, put it in the machine, out comes a tortilla, and all of it was included, not to mention of course the regular buffets. But it just really goes above and beyond anything that a passenger traditionally would have expected.
You're a big sports guy. What do you think of the EA Sports Bar?
I thought it was a lot of fun. I mean, you've got an opportunity to watch your favorite games on, I think they said there were 20-something, 46-inch TV screens throughout, so you're never going to miss a game. They've got the ticker going across with your sports scores, and what's really fun is you have interactive opportunities where, there's a really good play, and you can press a button, and you may hear cheers and boos and coughing, and it's a way for you to be able to kind of get involved in the fun.
The big question, what do you think of Thirsty Frog Red?
Well, let me tell you, we heard about what it was, the Thirsty Frog beer in, when you guys sailed out of Venice, and the beer was actually very good. It was everything, it stood up to everything that, was said of it, and it really was good.
Cheers, man.
Hey, buddy. Great to see you.
We're here with Randy, his 29th Carnival cruise from Margate, Florida. Randy, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you.
You have the Thirsty Frog Red there. What do you think of the beer?
It's excellent. You got to come and get it. It's great.
And if you could describe the beer taste, is it more of a dark beer or light beer?
It's a dark beer.
Dark beer?
Yeah, it's not too strong, not too light. It's perfect, really.
Randy, man, God bless you. 29 cruises. Thanks for being on Cruise Radio.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Better send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One.
One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE-1. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1. Or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Each episode, we give you Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. If you and the family have some time to kill before or after a cruise from Fort Lauderdale, spend a few hours at the recently opened Thunderdome, a giant indoor playground for families with kids ages 6 months to 16 years. The 9,000-square-foot play area includes a toddler zone, an interactive game floor, a ball blast arena, a sports court, a rock climbing wall, a ropes course, and more. There's even a cafe to hang out in while your kids play. Located on 17th Street, Thunderdome, literally across the street from Port Everglades. For details, go to thunderdome.net.
Joining us again on Cruise Radio, Lanya Rittenhouse, Vice President of Product Development. Lanya, this is the first ship that has come out of dry dock with the Funship 2.0 innovations. What do you think about it?
I think it's amazing. And it's so nice to see people in the spaces and the way that they're reacting so positively to all these new features. It's amazing.
Does anything stick out more than one part of the ship? Like, does Guy's Burger Joint stick out more than the Alchemy Bar, or is everything level ground in your book?
For right now, since this is day one, seeing guests in the spaces, it looks like everybody's enjoying all the new spaces. It'll take a little longer. I think the obvious, look at the Red Frog Rum Bar. I mean,
right.
It's hugely popular, so is the Blue Iguana Tequila Bar. Tonight, I'm sure Alchemy's going to come alive because it's really a nice evening entertainment place.
Right.
And EA Sports looks phenomenal.
What is your personal favorite on here?
Oh, I love all of them.
You have one. Do you like the Tequila Bar, the Red Frog Rum Bar?
I like the Red Frog Rum Bar and Guy's Burger Joint.
Thanks for being on Cruise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Did you know the first day in service, Guy's Burger Joint aboard Carnival Liberty served over 1,000 signature hamburgers?
Joining us now is Ryan Fitzgerald. We actually spoke with you last year, Ryan, aboard Carnival Freedom, and now you're heading up special projects for Carnival aboard the Liberty here. Ryan, what can we expect in the EA Sports Bar?
EA Sports Bar, it's the most interactive sports bar experience that we've ever had. It's something where guests not only can watch games, they can play on the EA Xbox 360 EA Sports franchise games. The bartenders are an important, integral role in the sense that they're characters of the room. They own the room, familiar face. And this technology behind me is really the star. It's 16 fully integrated 42-inch flat screen TVs. They can have 16 different, they can act as their own TV. They can combine in many combinations from everything from just themselves to one huge TV. There's video content that's created for this bar by EA Sports. Aspect ratios match and such that are literally custom content for the TV that you're looking at. And that's really, like I said, kind of the star of the room. And what I think is one of the coolest additions is the gentleman, the voice of EA Sports, Andrew Anthony, recorded custom content for the bar as well. So when you walk in, and I'll do this in a second, the bartender, as he opens the bar, can literally hit a cue, and it is Andrew Anthony saying, "Welcome to the EA Sports Bar, Carnival's own EA Sports Bar," and he does the EA Sports. It's in the game, you know.
Is it just going to be football or all sports?
All sports. All sports that we have access to through our networks and through the ESPN 1 and 2 that we carry.
Coming up after the break, we'll talk to John Heald, Senior Cruise Director with Carnival Cruise Lines. He's sailing this week on Carnival Liberty.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us.
Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
Alaska is America's last wild frontier, offering shimmering glaciers, majestic mountains, abundant wildlife, and unique native culture. From the remote capital of Juneau and the southern coastal arts town of Ketchikan to the cities of Anchorage and Fairbanks, Alaska is the natural choice for adventure. Reel in a feisty salmon or kayak on one of the many pristine waterways. See a calving glacier, learn about Alaska's indigenous people, explore historic towns, and experience the legacy of the gold rush. Witness magnificent Mount McKinley, North America's tallest mountain, and an astounding array of wildlife, including caribou, bear, moose, whales, and eagles. And in addition to all the spectacular destinations ashore, a cruise tour offers all the luxurious shipboard amenities, including great food, dancing, clubs, Broadway-style shows, and more. Let your travel leader's expert help you discover all the treasures of Alaska on an unforgettable cruise tour vacation. At Travel Leaders, our promise to you, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes us, you travel better. Contact your Travel Leaders Alaska Yukon specialist today.
With us again, John Hild, Senior Cruise Director aboard Carnival Cruise Lines. It seems like we're seeing you like every month now.
I feel like a regular. I'm very privileged.
Carnival Liberty just got out of dry dock, and it's gorgeous, all the enhancements. What kind of process happens when it's transformed from, you know, sailing into the dry dock to when it comes out?
We had a total of 550 contractors. Those are the people who have been building the actual structures of the new spaces, plus about 1,000 Carnival crew from the office and shoreside. So about 1,500 people are involved.
All the food out here, what's your favorite?
Well, I'm going to surprise you now. Obviously, Guy's Burger Joint is going to be the place, and we're actually standing. I know you can't. Radio should have smell vision, shouldn't it? We're at the taco station up here, and the chefs are building you an incredible taco, complimentary food for the guests from the Blue Iguana. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I still love the fish and chips.
It's still
my favorite. Yeah, a lot of people don't find it. Deck number 10 at the back of the ship, but there's no doubt Guy's Burger is going to be the thing that I think everybody wants.
And speaking of Guy's Burger, I guess it's important to know that people are kind of shy over there. It is free.
It is free. I actually had two people come up to me who recognized me and said, "How much are the burgers?" And when I told them free, one fainted, just fainted. But I think it's actually something that as we go down through the next few days, we may have to start looking at actually saying out loud, yeah, they're free.
Now, besides the food enhancements, it also got cherry on top, and it got the EA Sports Bar, right?
EA is, of course, the leader in interactive gaming, and it's all about fun. So it was the perfect marriage for EA to come together with Carnival. Mm-hmm. You saw the sports ticker, 24 hours giving you all the latest sports so you can see how many the Dolphins have lost by. We have the split screen, so you've got all the different sports on. And, of course, we've got all the EA Sports. You can sit there and play on the Xbox, the NFL, and the basketball, and it's just a great place to hang out.
And cherry on top.
Cherry on top is a place for sweet treats. It's pick and mix. It's got all the chocolate goodies, cupcakes, and all the Bliss products from the spa. It was very popular on the Magic, and we got it here on Carnival Liberty.
Are you sailing on Liberty now, or are you just here for one sailing and going back to Magic?
Just here for 1 week, and then I'll be joining the Magic again for her arrival into Galveston.
John Hild, always a pleasure.
The pleasure as always. Thank you.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
Our next guest we saw in New York City, and Carnival announced up there that he is heading up Carnival's DJ music department, doing the Spinversity, teaching all Carnival's onboard disc jockeys how to mix music, how to read the crowds, all that good stuff. He's going to certify him in DJing. DJ Irie, welcome to Cruise Radio. Tell us what folks can expect, and what kind of changes are we going to see?
A lot of times, people that are coming from Miami, from wherever it is around the country, that, you know, they're used to nightlife, you're not really getting that same experience, you know, on a ship. Well, guess what? We're changing all of that, you know? And the way we're doing that is obviously taking my experience, my long, long, long time in the DJ business, the nightlife business, and putting together a real curriculum, you know? And we have the, it's called the DJ Irie's Spinversity, you know? So what we did, we put together all the main points of really making a well-rounded, fully polished disc jockey. And we're putting our pupils through the Spinversity. We're checking them out, making sure they're up to what we call our standard. And guess what? And we're employing them on all the different ships, you know? So it's a whole different level of nightlife experience, you know?
How long does the curriculum take?
Just under 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And you've already seen the difference in the lobby as you walk in. In days gone past, we would have had classical music or a piano player and Phantom of the Opera. Today we walked in and we had Lady Gaga.
Right? Of the opera.
By the way, I have no idea if it was Lady Gaga. It's just, I know it wasn't Wham or Rick Astley. But Lady Gaga's the only one I know, so anyway. But it makes a huge difference. The atmosphere is already set when you walk in.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Yes, unfortunately, Matt, we've got to get off the ship now, so I'll let you take care of everything else back in the studio.
Don't forget, we're on the Stitcher Radio Network, one of the easiest ways to listen to your podcast. Just go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Stitcher Radio icon. Get all the latest cruise news right there on our homepage, and if you want to get the news alerts, just fill out your email address under where it says Instant Email Updates. All right there on our new and improved site, cruiseradio.net. From the Cruise Radio Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And from the newly refurbished Carnival Liberty in Miami, Florida, I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales at cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.